This program is intended for an audience that is blind and print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the initial broadcast. This is Kirk Benrood with the North Carolina Reading Service, and I want to welcome you to Movie and Theater Previews, your source of information about upcoming productions on the stage and on the screen that are available with audio description. We just have one live event with audio description in the upcoming weeks. It's To Kill a Mockingbird. It will be playing at the Tanger Center of the Performing Arts in Greensboro, Saturday, May 18th at 2 p.m., and Sunday, May 19th at 1 p.m. The Tanger Center for the Performing Arts is at 1 Abe Brenner Place at 300 North Elm Street in Greensboro. Tickets start at $35. You can make reservations by calling 336-333-6500. Their promo says, "All rise for Academy Award winner Aaron Sorkin's adaptation of Harper Lee's Pulitzer Prize-winning masterpiece." The New York Times critics' pick is To Kill a Mockingbird. It is the most successful American play in Broadway history, so says 60 Minutes. Rolling Stone gives it 5 stars, calling it an emotionally shattering landmark production of an American classic. And New York Magazine calls it a real phenomenon. Majestic and incandescent, it's filled with breath and nuance and soul. With direction by Tony Award winner Bartlett Schur, To Kill a Mockingbird, Chicago Tribune says, the greatest novel of all time, has quickly become one of the greatest plays in history, so says NPR. From a review of a performance in Texas, they begin by saying, of course the original To Kill a Mockingbird is on many a banned book list, and this show should top any banned show list. It's that terrific. To call this the best non-musical play to come to Dallas in years doesn't do the show justice. Richard Thomas as Atticus Finch is at the height of his career, and Melanie Moore as Scout grabs the audience from her first line. I'd also like to rave about Daniel Neal, who substituted as Dill Harris, giving the role just the right amount of gay for the 1930s, but never overdoing it. He was fabulous. The play takes place in 1934 in Macomb, Alabama. Atticus, an attorney, is defending Tom Robinson, a black man accused of raping Mayella Ewell, a white woman. Despite presenting exculpatory evidence that Tom couldn't have done it, well, no spoilers if you don't know the story, but you'll walk out of the theater remembering the word exculpatory, the way you walk out of a grand musical, humming the music because of the way Scout explains it. Again, she's that good. Writer Aaron Sorkin, who was responsible for The West Wing, does a great job of mixing bite-sized courtroom scenes with slices of life that develop the characters of the town, making this play complex and fascinating. But what struck me is how this story is exactly what racist book banners want erased from our history, but instead should be taught over and over. Mayella's false statements on the witness stand are reminiscent of the 1950s accuser of Emmett Till. And then a scene outside the jail has members of the Klan threatening to do to Tom exactly what happened in Texas to James Byrd in the 1990s. History repeats itself and should be taught, not banned. And in another sense, the kids argue about that the Civil War was over 70 years ago, but Atticus reminds us that every time some Southerners see a free black person, it reminds them of the defeat. And in Dallas, remember the furor over removing a statue from a Dallas park just a few years ago? To Kill a Mockingbird takes place 90 years ago, and yet it's still so current. The play is gripping from beginning to end. That review was written by David Taffet of the Dallas Voice. Moving from the stage to the screen, I'm going to start with a list of the movies that are available with audio description at the moment. For starters, we have Abigail, a 2024 Universal horror movie, rated R. Challengers, a 2024 Amazon MGM movie, it's a romance, rated R. Civil War, from 2024, it's a movie, action, and adventure, rated R. Dune Part 2, 2024, a Warner Brothers movie, sci-fi and fantasy, rated PG-13. Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, a 2024 Sony movie, it's action and adventure, rated PG-13. Godzilla, X King, The New Empire, 2024 Warner Brothers movie, sci-fi and fantasy, rated PG-13. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, a 2024 20th Century Studios movie. It's an action and adventure, rated PG-13. Kung Fu Panda 4, from 2024, a Universal animated movie. It's for kids and family, rated PG. Monkey Man, 2024 Universal movie, action and adventure, rated R. Not Another Church Movie, a 2024 Briarcliff Entertainment movie. It's a comedy, rated R. Star Wars The Phantom Menace, 25th Anniversary. This is from 2023. It's action and adventure, rated PG. Tarot, that's T-A-R-O-T, a 2024 Sony movie. It's a horror flick, rated PG-13. The Fall Guy, 2024 Universal movie, action and adventure, rated PG-13. The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, a 2024 Lionsgate movie, action and adventure, rated R. Unsung Hero, 2024 Lionsgate movie, kids and family, rated PG. And finally, Wicked Little Letters, a 2024 Sony movie. It's a comedy, rated R. And now we'll take a look at each of these, still going in alphabetical order. Abigail runs an hour and 49 minutes. It's rated R for strong, bloody violence and gore throughout, for pervasive language and brief drug use. It's a horror thriller movie. After a group of would-be criminals kidnap the 12-year-old ballerina daughter of a powerful underworld figure, all they have to do is collect a $50 million ransom and then watch the girl overnight. In an isolated mansion, the captors start to dwindle one by one, and they discover, to their mounting horror, that they're locked inside with no normal little girl. Trivia: this is a loose remake of Dracula's Daughter from 1936. Challengers, 2 hours and 11 minutes. This is rated R for language throughout, some sexual content, and graphic nudity. It's a drama, romance, sports movie. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino, Challengers stars Zendaya as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy turned coach and a force of nature who makes no apologies for her game on and off the court. Married to a champion on a losing streak, played by Mike Faist of West Side Story, Tashi's strategy for her husband's redemption takes a surprising turn when he must face off against the washed-up Patrick, played by John O'Connor of The Crown. and who was also his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend. As their pasts and presents collide and tensions run high, Tashi must ask herself, what will it cost to win? Civil War runs an hour and 49 minutes. It's rated R for strong, violent content, bloody and disturbing images, and language throughout. This is an action film. A journey across a dystopian future America following a team of military-embedded journalists as they race against time to reach Washington, D.C. before rebel factions descend upon the White House. Dune Part 2. This is a long one. It runs 2 hours and 46 minutes. It's rated PG for sequences of strong violence, some suggestive material, and brief, strong language. This is an action, adventure, drama, sci-fi. Paul Atreides unites with Chani and the Freeman while on a warpath of revenge against the conspirators who destroyed his family. Facing a choice between the love of his life and the fate of the known universe, he endeavors to prevent a terrible future only he can foresee. Ghostbusters: Frozen Empire runs 1 hour and 49 minutes. It's rated PG for supernatural action and violence, for language and suggestive references. This is an adventure, comedy, fantasy, sci-fi. The Spengler family returns to where it all started, the iconic New York City firehouse, to team up with the original Ghostbusters, who've developed a top-secret research lab to take busting ghosts to the next level. But when the discovery of an ancient artifact unleashes an evil force, Ghostbusters new and old must join forces to protect their home and save the world from a second ice age. Godzilla Cross King, The New Empire, runs 1 hour and 55 minutes. It's rated PG for creature violence and action. The genre is action, adventure, sci-fi, thriller. The new installment in the MonsterVerse puts the mighty King and the fearsome Godzilla against a colossal deadly threat hidden within our world that threatens the existence of their species and of our very own, as well as diving deep into the mysteries of Skull Island and beyond, delving straight into the origins of Hollow Earth. This film will explore the ancient Titan battle that brought man and monster together forever. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, 2 hours and 25 minutes. It's rated PG-13 for intense sequences of sci-fi violence and action. This is an action-adventure sci-fi movie. The new Apes movie is set many years after the conclusion of 2017's War for the Planet of the Apes. Many apes societies have grown from when the Moses-like Caesar brought his people to an oasis, while humans have been reduced to a feral-like existence. Some ape groups have never heard of Caesar, while others have contorted his teaching to build burgeoning empires. In this setting, one ape leader begins to enslave other groups to find human technology, while another ape who watched his clan be taken embarks on a journey to find freedom. A young human woman becomes key to the latter's quest, although she has plans of her own. Kung Fu Panda 4 runs 1 hour and 34 minutes. Rated PG, it's an animation, action, adventure, comedy, family, fantasy. After Po is tapped to become the spiritual leader of the Valley of Peace, he needs to find and train a new dragon warrior, while a wicked sorceress plans to resummon all the master villains whom Po has vanquished to the spirit realm. Monkey Man runs 1 hour and 53 minutes. It's rated R for strong, bloody violence throughout, rape, language throughout, sexual content and nudity, and drug use. This is an action thriller. Kid, played by Dave Patel, an anonymous young man who ekes out a meager living in an underground fight club where, night after night, wearing a gorilla mask, he is beaten bloody by more popular fighters for cash. After years of suppressed rage, Kid discovers a way to infiltrate the enclave of the city's sinister elite. As his childhood trauma boils over, his mysteriously scarred hands unleash an explosive campaign of retribution to settle the score with the men who took everything from him. Not Another Church Movie runs 1 hour and 31 minutes. It's rated R for sexual material and some language, and this is a comedy. In this hilarious spoof comedy, billionaire talk show host Oprah Windfall uses her direct connection to God, Jamie Foxx, to demand he deliver a hero to help her plummeting ratings, or else she will cancel him. Panicked, God decides to call on the hardest working man in the world, Taylor Ferry, played by Kevin Daniels. Despite Taylor's lack of experience, God convinces him to do the impossible, write a hit movie using his dysfunctional, crazy family as the inspiration. But the devil, Mickey Rourke, is in the details, and he has a fiendish plan of his own to disrupt the whole ordeal. Star Wars: The Phantom Menace, 25th anniversary, runs 2 hours and 16 minutes. It's a PG, action-adventure, fantasy sci-fi. When the Trade Federation organize a blockade around the planet Naboo, the Supreme Chancellor Valorum sends the Jedi Qui-Gon Jinn and Obi-Wan Kenobi to negotiate the end of the blockade. However, the evil Viceroy Newt Gunray is ordered to kill the Jedi and invade Naboo. However, the Jedi escape, and Qui-Gon saves the life of the clumsy Gungeon Jar Jar Binks. The outcast native takes the Jedi to his submerged city, and the Gungeon leader gives transportation to them. The Jedi head to the capital to warn Queen Amidala about the invasion. However, she has been captured by the Federation droids, but the Jedi rescue the Queen and her court, and they flee in a spacecraft that is damaged when they cross the blockade. They land on a desert planet, and Qui-Gon Jinn goes to the town with Jar Jar. The droid R2-D2 and the Queen's assistant Padme to seek the necessary part for the spacecraft. When they find the component, they do not have money to buy it, but the slave boy, Anakin Skywalker, offers to dispute a race with his pod to raise the necessary money. Qui-Gon feels the force in the boy and accepts his offer. Will the boy win the race? What will happen to Naboo? Will Queen Amidala be capable to convince the politicians to release her planet from the Trade Federation? Next up is Terra, runs 1 hour and 32 minutes. It's rated PG for horror, violence, terror, bloody images, some strong language, and drug content. This is a horror movie. When a group of friends recklessly violates the sacred rule of tarot readings, never use someone else's deck, they unknowingly unleash an unspeakable evil trapped within the cursed cards. One by one, they come face to face with fate and end up in a race against death to escape the future foretold in their readings. The Fall Guy runs 2 hours and 7 minutes. It's rated PG-13 for action and violence, drug content, and some strong language. It's an action comedy drama. Stuntman Colt Seavers, played by Ryan Gosling, like everyone in the stunt community, gets blown up, shot, crashed, thrown through windows, and dropped from the highest of heights, all for our entertainment. And now, fresh off an almost career-ending accident, this working-class hero has to track down a missing movie star, solve a conspiracy, and try to win back the love of his life while still doing his day job. What could possibly go right? The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare runs 2 hours. It's rated R for strong violence throughout and some language. This is an action, drama, war movie. Billed as the true story about a secret British World War II organization, the Special Operations Executive, founded by Winston Churchill, their irregular warfare against the Germans helped to change the course of the war and gave birth to modern black operations, based on the 2014 book Churchill's Secret Warriors, the explosive true story of the Special Forces desperados of World War II, by Damian Lewis. The trivia here, Henry Cavill plays the historical figure who inspired Ian Fleming's James Bond. Cavill has long been a fan favorite to play Bond on screen. And Unsung Hero runs 1 hour and 53 minutes. It's a PG drama family movie. When David Smallbone's successful music company collapses, he moves his family from down under to the States, searching for a brighter future. With nothing more than their 6 children, suitcases, and their love of music, David, for King and Country's Joel Smallbone, and his pregnant wife Daisy, pregnant wife Helen, played by Daisy Betts, set out to rebuild their lives. Based on a remarkable true story, Helen's faith stands against all odds and inspires her husband and children to hold on to theirs. With their own dreams on hold, Helen and David begin to realize the musical prowess in their children, who would go on to become two of the most successful acts in inspirational music. 5 Grammy Award-winning artists for King and Country and Rebecca St. James. Trivia. In addition to co-writing and co-directing this film, Joel Smallbone also stars in it, portraying his real-life father, David Smallbone. And finally, Wicked Little Letters runs 1 hour and 42 minutes. It's rated R for language throughout and sexual material. The genre is comedy, crime, drama, history, mystery. A 1920s English seaside town bears witness to a dark, absurd scandal in this riotous mystery comedy. Based on a stranger-than-fiction true story, Wicked Little Letters follows 2 neighbors, deeply conservative local Edith Swan, played by Olivia Colman, and rowdy Irish migrant Rose Gooding, played by Jesse Buckley. When Edith and fellow residents start to receive wicked letters full of unintentionally hilarious profanities, foul-mouthed Rose is charged with the crime. The anonymous letters prompt a national uproar, and a trial ensues. However, as the town's women, led by police officer Gladys Moss, played by Anjana Vasan, begin to investigate the crime themselves, they suspect that something is amiss, and Rose might not be the culprit after all. got time for a piece of a review of Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes by Thomas Laffley, who writes for RogerEbert.com, and it gets 3.5 out of 4 stars. When Rupert Wyatt's 2011 prequel, Rise of the Planet of the Apes, revived a 5-decade-old franchise, it did so with a refreshing commitment to a powerful, timeless story. Simple, but not simple-minded. Deeply emotional, but far from corny. Portrayed via groundbreaking performance capture technology by Andy Serkis, delivering the kind of actorly nuance that shouldn't have been overlooked by the Academy, the film's ape protagonist, Caesar, has led the story through the 2 sequels, both of them elegantly directed by Matt Reeves, 2014's Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, and 2017's War for the Planet of the Apes. Raised by James Franco's caring human hands in the first film, Caesar quickly broke through the discriminatory human world's self-destructive greed and claimed his deserving place as a leader of his kind, while a man-made virus made apes smarter and robbed humans of their intelligence and speech abilities, nearly eradicating mankind. As a whole, the trilogy became perhaps the finest franchise of this century, reminding us what we want from big-budget, sequel-minded Hollywood, something thoughtful, entertaining, and insightful about who we are and aspire to be. The new film, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, walks securely in the footsteps of this recent legacy, wearing the Caesar-centric film's values like fairness, loyalty, and communal solidarity on its sleeve with pride. Like its predecessors, Ball's sequel knows these principles don't belong to humans exclusively, not in this highly imaginative sci-fi adventure, not in the real world, where the animal kingdom lives by its own set of rules and ethics. And along with his screenwriter John Friedman, with which you will notice plenty of visual and thematic parallels here, Ball confidently puts forth a film that is exciting and visually articulate in its action set pieces as it is thoughtfully coherent in its plotting. In Kingdom, there is not a single wasted idea or scene that feels randomly introduced without a soundly rewarding payoff that deepens and completes the story. In other words, here's a film, well, a franchise where you see smart writers and filmmakers at work towards bringing things full circle. And all of the movies mentioned in this broadcast are available at theaters run by Cinemark, Regal, or AMC. For Cinemark, you can get their schedule by going to cinemark.com/movies. That's CINEMARK.com. For Regal, go to regmovies.com. And for AMC, it's AMCTheatres.com. And that's it for this episode of Movie and Theater Previews. Hopefully, this information will be useful. Remember, the program will be in podcast after the broadcast, so you can double-check anything you like. I'm Kurt Benrood for the North Carolina Reading Service. So long, until next time.